ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट नंबर 39। इति जातसु निर्वेद छन्संगेर साधुसु गंगाद्वारम् उपेयाय मुक्त सर्वानुबंधना। इति जातसु निर्वेद छन्संगेन साधुसु गंगाद्वारमुपेयाय मुक्त सर्वानुबंधना। इति जातसु निर्वेद छन्संगेन साधुसु गंगाद्वारम् उपेयाय मुक्त सर्वानुबंधना। इति जातसु निर्वेद छन्संगेन साधुसु गंगाद्वारम् उपेयाय मुक्त सर्वानुबंधना। प्लीज रिपीट। त्रिजातसु निर्वेद संगेन साधुसु गंगाद्वारमुपेयाय मुक्त सर्वानुबंधना। इति जातसु निर्वेद संसंगेन साधुसु गंगाद्वारमुपेयाय मुक्त सर्वानुबंधना। इति जातसु निर्वेद संगेन साधुसु गंगाद्वारमुपेयाय मुक्त सर्वानुबंधना। माताजी द्विजातसु निर्वेद जनसंगेन साधुसु गंगाद्वारमुपेयाय मुक्त सर्वानुबंधना। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। इति दस जातसु निर्वेद अजामिला हू हैड बिकम डिटैच्ड फ्रॉम द मटेरियल कंसेप्शन ऑफ लाइफ छन संगेरा बाय अ मोमेंट्स एसोसिएशन साधुसु विथ डिवोटीज गंगा द्वारम टू हरिद्वार हरिद्वार द डोर वे टू हरि बिकॉज द गंगेज बिगिन्स हेयर। हरिद्वार इज ऑल्सो कॉल्ड गंगा द्वार। उपेयाय वेंट मुक्ता being freed from sarva anubandhana all kinds of material bondage। translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada। Srila Prabhupada ki jai। translation because of a moment's association with devotees the Vishnu dutas Ajamila detached himself from the material conception of life with determination। Thus freed from all material attraction, he immediately started for Haridwar. Purport. The word mukta, sarvanu bandhana, indicates that after this incident, Ajamila, not caring for his wife and children, went straight to Haridwar for further advancement in his spiritual life. Our Krishna consciousness movement now has centers in Vrindavan and Navadvip, so that those who want to live a retired life, whether they be devotees or not, can go there and with determination give up the bodily concept of life. One is welcome to live in those holy places for the rest of his life in order to achieve the highest success by the very simple method of chanting the holy name of the Lord and taking prasad. Thus, one may return home back to Godhead. We do not have a center in Haridwar, but Vrindavan and Sridham Mayapur are better for devotees than any other places. The Chaitanya Chandrodaya temple offers one a good opportunity to associate with devotees. Let us all take advantage of this opportunity. Om Ajnanate Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadameyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapatkamlam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Vitamsha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratusha Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vijwanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kirpa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnevyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. The beginning, I would like to seek the blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas here, so that by their blessings I can discuss something on this verse. It is said that to discuss about Srimad Bhagavatam is not a simple task, or there are many professional Bhagavatam speakers, those who say whatever they want to say, or they use propaganda of Bhagavatam to propagate their own words. So one should read and understand Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita only in the association of devotees. So today, whatever I have heard and I can recollect, I would like to share with all of you. So today's verse, right now we are discussing the section of Ajamila, and we see that how Ajamila, who took birth in a Brahmin family, born and brought up very nicely with very nice good qualities, and who had a sincere purpose, he was going to collect some grasses, some flowers, so that worship in his home, for the worship of deities in his home. But on the way, he saw a prostitute and a low class man embracing each other, and that disturbed his mind. And such disturbance, when he came back, he tried all the way to forget it or to remove that thought from his mind. But he could not do it. No. And he started contemplating on it more and more. And finally, it came to a situation where he left his father, mother, where he rejected his pious wife, and he started living with that prostitute. And in that way, all the good qualities which he had acquired, Ajamila had acquired, was lost. And he got engaged into this sinful activity of illicit sex. And for that, he was breaking other regulatory principles also. To get the money to satisfy illicit sex, one has to do gambling by hook or crook. One has to earn money, beg, borrow or steal. Somehow or other, one has to earn money, get money to satisfy this. So in that way, Ajamila went into all wrong directions. And then finally we see that at the end of his life, when he was almost 88 years old, he begot a son from the prostitute, and by some good fortune, he named that son Narayan. And now this end came, nobody can avoid this. Death, everyone has to face the death. So this end came, and when he saw the Yamdutas, he became very fearful. And out of fear, he called the name of his son Narayan. So generally we see, like the one whom we love very much, we call their name, just like a small child when he's very fearful. So the child will always remember his name of his mother. And when we grow up little bit, so those who are little educated in English medium, they are taught, when you are hit you should say ouch. We have learned like this, to say ouch. Or they are local, they will say bap re bap. Like this, some exclamation comes. But when we are practiced in devotional service, when we practice, we learn that how every moment we can remember Krishna. And that's why Srila Prabhupada said that in our movement, in this Krishna consciousness movement, we rename all the devotees, all the members with the name of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so that at some or other, while leaving the body, if he can remember that name, his own name. So similarly here we see that some or other, Ajamila named his son as Narayan, and when he saw Yamdutas, he became so fearful that immediately he recalled, the first thing came in his mind was the son, name of his son Narayan, and he shouted Narayan. And at this situation we see that Vishnu Dutas came, and then there is a conversation between Vishnu Dutas and Yamdutas, and Vishnu Dutas, they say, they stop Yamdutas from taking Ajamila, the soul of Ajamila, and then there is a conversation, and finally Ajamila is left there. Yamdutas, they don't take him, and Vishnu Dutas also disappear from there. And at this moment, Ajamila starts speaking this series of verses which we are going through in last few days. And he is repenting so much that how I wasted my life and how I misused this human form of life. I had such a nice family. I was born and brought up in a Brahmana family. I had a pious wife. I rejected everyone just for temporary sensual pleasures. I lost everyone. And now my death has come, and I can see how much sin I have done in my whole life. Then he thinks that now is like this verse glorifies that how this association helped him come out of this material, all kinds of material bondage. What happened to Ajamila at this moment? Association of Vishnu Dutas. Chan Sangena Sadhusu. That's it. Chan Sangena, very small moment. Whose Sangha? Sangha of Sadhu association. And by that association, what happened? Mukta Sarvanu Bandhana. All the material bondages, the material conception of life, he got liberated from that. And what happened after that? Ganga Dwaram Upeyaya. He went toward Haridwar to perform more devotional service with determination to go to the holy place. So we see Chan Sangena Sadhusu. Just for a moment of association with a sadhu, he could develop this detachment from the material life. Just like Srila Prabhupada used to say, that's only by devotional service one can liberate himself or detach himself from material things. Like there are Mayavadis. No? They try to meditate on some Brahman. And even after such meditation, they may get some kind of liberation, they may get into Brahma Jyoti, but there has to be some activity. And when there is no activity, then they again come back and they start with some kind of social service. So again they are engaged in some material things. But if somebody associates with pure devotees, then this desire of material things goes away. And all the time he is engaged in the service of the Lord. Just like Amrish Maharaj says, Savai Mana Krishna Pada Ravandeyo Vachamsi Vaikanthu Gunani Varnane. Oh my mind, always think about Krishna. And with my words, with my tongue, I always glorify Vaikuntha, the one who is like owner of Vaikuntha, the one who stays in Vaikuntha, Lord Vishnu. So like that he says that how each and every part of the body can be used in the service of the Lord. But how do we learn that? No. How do we know that how we have to engage our each and every part of the body in the service of the Lord? So it's possible only by sadhu sangha. Just like we see, it's my own experience when we do preaching in the colleges, the students who come in the first year, they have very nice family background, born and brought up very nicely, with very nice culture, where parents train them with all good habits. But as soon as they come into the first year of their college, they start associating with their seniors. And more they associate, we see that in some moment of time, after 1 year or 2 years, most of them they become drunkards, they start drinking, they start smoking, they get into pornography, and all kind of various ways of breaking their regulative principles. So that is one kind of association, associating with such people. And at the same moment we see some students, like many of them sitting here, they take up to Krishna consciousness. Some devotees come from temple and they offer some prasad. They tell that, okay, you chant, this will help you in mental concentration and you will get some nice willpower. And slowly, slowly it starts. You develop a faith. There is a adav shraddha. There is a faith, okay, this person whatever is telling, let me try it. Let me, chant. And there is no harm, he is giving me some prasad also. It's only 10 minutes, half an hour thing. And then slowly, slowly what happens? Tata sadhu sangha, when he comes, there is an association with devotees, we mix, we discuss, and then there is a bhajana kriya, chanting of the holy name. So this is association of devotees. Even Lord Krishna does not give bhakti to anyone. If somebody gets devotional service, it is only by the mercy of the devotees. Only by the mercy of the devotees. Just like one of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada asked, that Srila Prabhupada, it is said in Bhagavad Gita that those who are Sukritana, those who have done some good activities, they can only take up to this devotional service. So we are so sinful. We wasted our whole life in breaking all regulative principles. One of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, he was giving a class and he said, just like you drink water in India, we used to drink alcohol in America. This is how we used to break regulative principles. So then he asked Prabhupada that how come we came into devotional service? We are so sinful. What is our Sukriti? Prabhupada said, I created good fortune for you. I created good fortune for you and that's why you can come to devotional service. So what happens in this association? There is a transfer of desires. Just like Srila Prabhupada associated and went and gave the association to so many Westerners in the foreign countries. And slowly, slowly by the association, they developed like what Srila Prabhupada is looking for, what Srila Prabhupada wants to give. So seed was planted in their heart of devotional service. And slowly, slowly, it started growing. So that is association. And that's why we have this opportunity, Prabhupada started this movement, where we can always associate with devotees. I was referring to the letters written by Srila Prabhupada, and in most of the letters, Srila Prabhupada mentions when he is writing personal letters to his disciples, he says that chant 16 rounds, follow 4 regulative principles, and associate with devotees. He tells to his disciples, always be in association of devotees. At other places he writes, there may be some problem, there may be some friction, there may be some disagreement or difference of opinions, but still stay with devotees. Because what we happens, sometimes people get fried up and leave the devotee. Oh, this is too much. I cannot tolerate. But what happens in the outside world? There is much more suffering. There is much more kicks, It's not that you go outside and somebody is garlanding you. Welcome back in the material world. No. There is so much of suffering. There is so much kicks. And still, what is the hope there? It's hopeless. No. Prabhupada said, devotional life may be difficult, but material life is impossible. No. So you go into material life, there is always kicks of Maya, and at the end, there is again repeated birth, death, birth, death. But when you are an association of devotees, there may be some problem. But at least, association of devotees ensures that we are getting up early in the morning, we are chanting 16 rounds, we are following four regulative principles, because we know that somebody is watching us. Somebody is observing us. Somebody is always following us, that what are we doing? Haribol, why you did not come for Mangal Arati? No? Like that. I did not see you in class. So like there is always some devotee who is taking care of. And that's the benefit of being an association of devotees. And if there is little bit of friction, some disagreement, if we tolerate it, that's still a win-win situation. At the end, we return back to the spiritual world. We go home back to Godhead. Back home back to Godhead. So even if this little bit of tolerate we can do, that ensures that this life is the last life. Punar janma nama, what Krishna says, janma karma chame divyam evam yuveti tatvata tektva deham punar janma naiti maameti so Arjuna. There won't be any punar janma. But for that one has to know about janma karma chame divyam. One has to know about Krishna. And that is only possible in association of devotees, in the sadhu sangha. In one of the lectures, Srila Prabhupada mentions, that's like six impulses in everyone. But it arouses when there is a favorable, when there is a certain circumstances, then it arouses. For a stone, you cannot arise sex impulse in that. It's only for humans, animals like that, for living beings. And in certain circumstances, it arouses. Similarly, this devotional service arouses when we come into association of the devotees. When we are in association of devotees, we talk with them, we discuss with them, we chant with them, and take some prasad. And this is how devotional service arises in our heart. And we see so many stories, so many pastimes mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam about so many great acharyas and mahajana who could become pure devotee just because of association. Just like Dhruv Maharaj, Narad Muni, and Prahlad Maharaj, Vilva Mangal Thakur. So like that, it's full of, the whole Vaishnava scriptures are full of that how someone became a pure devotee just by association of another pure devotee. Just like Srila Prabhupada meeting Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he got the seed there. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that you are such a nice English speaking person, why don't you go to the West and preach this mission? So this is how when we are in association of devotees, it is possible for us to advance in Krishna consciousness. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned, Durlavam manusam deho, dehinam chanbhangura, tatrapi durlavam manye, vaikuntha priya darshanam. Says that durlava manusha janma, to get a human form of life is so rare. No? Out of 84 lakh species of life, the minimum number is of human species. How much? Only 4 lakhs. So durlava manusam janma, and dehinam chanbhangura. And this body is also chanbhangura. Chanbhangura means very small. Any moment, we don't know, next moment can be the death. It's a chanbhangura. And then he says, in this canto, the verse is, tatrapi durlabham manye. And even more durlabh, more difficult, I consider, Vaikuntha Priya Darshanam. To have association of the devotees, to have association of the Vaikuntha Priya. Vaikuntha Priyam. Those who are very dear to the Lord Vishnu, to have association of such people is even more rare as compared to taking a human form. So such is rare opportunity we have got. It's such rare opportunity. And By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have got temples, which is a very nice platform where devotees come, associate, you know, and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, take prasad, and like that we slowly, slowly advance in our Krishna consciousness. So our whole scriptures is full up of so many verses, so many lessons, where it is said that one should take association of devotees. But once we come into association of devotees, it's not that we again bring back our old material activities, no? Backbiting or fighting or criticizing. No. That is not the purpose of association of devotees. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Mat chitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathyantascha mam nityam tusyanti cha ramanti cha. So what is the work in association of devotees? Bodhayanta parasparam kathyantascha mam nityam. They discuss about Krishna. There is a Krishna katha. When we are in association of devotees, those devotees who are more advanced than us, you know, that also we have to understand, to whom we have to associate, you know. If we are always in association of our juniors, they'll always, you know, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, it was so nice to be with you, you know, always they'll glorify. And sometimes when we are association of our equals, then there is a little bit friction and we become humble and tolerant, you know. We say something, he says other thing, just like those devotees who are like serving together in departments and are our equals. But when we associate with senior devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness from much more longer time than us, you know, and who are much more advanced than us, when we seek their association, then this is how we also advance in Krishna consciousness. So we have to look for such devotees and we have to pray to Krishna that if we can get association of such devotees, association of such pure devotees, such advanced devotees, so that I can also advance in Krishna consciousness. So when there is association, there should not be also prajalpa. No. We associate and we are discussing about politics. We are discussing about movies. No. Associating means discussing about Krishna. Discussion of Krishna, discussion of pastimes of Krishna. So that is the purpose of the association of devotees. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Prakshananda Saraswati that what his spiritual master instructed. And he says, Nacho gao bhakta sange karo sankirtan, Krishna nama upadesi tara sarvajan. He says, Nacho gao bhakta sange karo sankirtana. What we have to do in this Krishna consciousness? Nacho, dance, gao, sing, and bhakta sange karo sankirtana. It is not that alone, not alone karo sankirtan. How one has to do sankirtan? Bhakta sange, in the association of devotees. Even our acharyas, they also write, bhakta sange vas. No? One has to associate with devotees, live with devotees. And that is how we can advance in Krishna consciousness. We will live with devotees, associate with devotees, and serve them nicely. Also, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada emphasizes on staying in Vrindavan or staying in Dwarka. And he mentions that how we have got temples there. No? Although there is no temple in Haridwar, Prabhupada mentions like that. But in Vrindavan Navdeep there is opportunity. And he says that our Krishna consciousness movement now has centers in Vrindavan and Navdeep, so that those who want to live a retired life, whether they be devotees or not, can go there and with determination give up bodily concept of life. Go there and with determination. It's not that you go there and you're feeling bored, facilities are not there, I'll come back. With determination stay there and then give up your life. Even if somebody is devotee or not devotee. In my own experience, when I went to Vrindavan first time, it was so inspiring, although I had been chanting 16 rounds only for a few months. But I felt something different. So in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami mentions this. Five potent ways of devotional service. And one of them, he says, Mathura Mandal was. To stay in the Mathura Mandal. No? Stay there. But to go there, Prabhupada explains, he gives a lecture on Bhakti Sam Sindhu and he says, after going there, what? One is not to go there and start business. No? Okay, I'll live in Vrindavan, I'll do business. I'll make money. No. It's a dham aparad. If we are going to these places, then we have to associate with devotees. Anukulya Krishnanu Silanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Anukulya Krishnanu Silanam. Whatever is favorable for Krishna consciousness, that has to be done after going to this holy dham, holy places. So you go to Vrindavan, we go to Mayapur, we are supposed to there associate with devotees and in this way learn the science of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada was mentioning in one of the lectures that many people, they come to Vrindavan in their old days to stay, and they send and they tell their children, son and daughter, that send me every month 200 rupees for my food. It's a lecture in 1970s around. So that time 200 rupees is sufficient for staying in Vrindavan per month. So he says that send me 200 rupees every month for staying in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada says that see, whole life he worked hard and he earned 2 crore rupees. And when he became old, he gave 2 crore rupees to his son and daughter. And he came to Krishna empty hand. And he came to Krishna empty hand, he left everything for their son and daughters. And in the old life, when nothing can, he can do nothing, he has come to Krishna empty hand to serve here. No? So this is not, you come to Krishna, you sacrifice everything for Krishna. Give everything for Krishna. That is the meaning. You are going to Vrindavan, then we are going there for what? For giving everything to Krishna, for advancing our Krishna consciousness. So like that in many scriptures also there is a lot of importance given on staying in the holy dham. And especially in Bhakti Swami Sindhu, Prabhupada mentions references from Padma Puran, Varaha Puran, that how, if what is the importance, how even a non-devotee goes to this particular holy dham, he feels an inclination towards devotional practices. In my own experience of taking some students with me to Mayapur, and even myself, I was chanting just few rounds. No? And as soon as I went to Mayapur, the next day I started 16 rounds. And even I see many other students, those who come to Mayapur Dham, Vrindavan Dham, they are chanting one round, two round. And suddenly in the Dham, after attending, staying there 1 day, 2 days, in association of devotees, they start chanting 16 rounds. And they feel so inspired. I was talking to some of the students who are like from Surat and they are right now in Vrindavan. And they are so inspired. No? It's the same, Mangal Arati is there, Guru Puja is there, Bhagatam class is there, but still it's so inspiring. They can take up to chanting of 16 rounds. And so enthusiastic, whole day awake, getting up at 3:30 in so, you know, chilly weather, chilly cold. And attending 4 o'clock Prabhupada morning Arati and then 4:30. So that is the importance of going to the Dham. And then Srila Prabhupada mentions in one of his lectures, if we always remember Krishna, and if we can develop love for Krishna, what happened in Vrindavan Dham? All the residents of Vrindavan Dham, they had love for Krishna. Even animals, cows, monkeys, everyone, they had love for Krishna. All the human beings, they had love for Krishna. So Prabhupada said that if everyone can develop love for Krishna, some or other, if you develop love for Krishna, then the whole world can become Vrindavan. If everyone can develop love of Krishna. So this is possible by this movement of Prabhupada, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is predicted that in every town and village this holy name will be chanted. So more and more people will take up to Krishna consciousness, and certainly a better situation will arise in devotional this age for next 10,000 years. We'll see many people taking up to Krishna consciousness. So we see here in this verse, chan sange na sadhusu, and because of this chan sange na sadhusu, there's a mukta sarvanu bandhana. By association of these devotees, they got free from the material bondage. He could renounce all his, the Ajamila could renounce his, could leave his wife and children because of that association. And he went to the Haridwar for practicing devotional service. So we have to take it up very seriously in our life to associate with devotees and learn from them in association, discuss Krishna Katha. And whenever we get opportunity, should visit these holy places to energize ourselves, spiritualize ourselves. Shri Radha Das Bihari Ji ki jai. Shri Sitaram Lakshmanuman ki jai. Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. So we can take up it, visit these places and spiritualize ourselves, energize ourselves more and more to advance in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. It's already 8:30. Are there any questions?
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Ajamila, though he fell down, he is still considered as a sadhu because he had all the good qualities of a Brahmana. So, this prostitute wife by associating with Ajamila, could she make any spiritual gain?
As I already mentioned, the purpose of association, the gain is there when we associate for spiritual advancement, for discussing Krishna Katha. But Ajamila was not performing pure devotional service. No. He was a Brahmana following Brahminical lifestyle. No. And he has good qualities because being a Brahmana. So, after the association with the prostitute, the purpose was not, just like we see in the pastime of Haridas Thakur. Here, even the prostitute offered herself to Haridas Thakur, he was still chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And he said, let me complete my rounds. No. But this was not the case with the Ajamila. He did not say that, no, I have to practice my Brahminical life. No, he could not control himself. And he get into association of the prostitute. So I don't of course I cannot say in my personal experience. But what I understand, that how can somebody advance in such way, if you associate like this. The purpose of association is to discuss Krishna Katha. To know about Krishna, to discuss about Krishna. And here they are associating for some other purpose. And that also, when Ajamila is associating, he is completely forgetful of his Brahminical lifestyle. He is not associating with such mood, I am a Brahmana but I cannot control myself. He has completely forgotten all these things. He has rejected his family, rejected his wife. No? So how it will help that prostitute? No? Praj, would you like to add something to
this? It helped her that she died before he died. Got my point? It helped her that she died before he died. If he would have died before her, there was no chance for him to remember Narayan. But since she died, so she did some devotional service one way, by dying. Okay? Not her desire, but she died. So he got attached to his son. Nobody was there to protect his son. Although it was physical attachment, material attachment of son and father, but he kept chanting name Narayan because he was a protector for his son. If mother was there, okay, she will take care. Not let me enjoy more senses. I mean, the very subtle thing, just like somebody asked me a question. Suppose in Kanpur, there are many people who produce this pan masala. So they asked me, some devotee, should we get money from them or no? Because pan masala is very sinful. Or people who have the liquor business, should we get money from them or no? So my answer was, for yourself, don't take single penny. You will suffer. But for Krishna, take all their money, no problem. There is no sin on Krishna. This philosophy. Logically also, if you don't take that money, what will happen? They will produce more wine. They will produce more pan masala to kill people. But by taking that money, at least you are reducing that much sin that they are committing. That is the importance of sadhu sangha. So even a small person, of course it nowhere mentioned that what happened to his wife, whether she went to hell or heaven or wherever she went. But I can see in positive way for Ajamil, it did help that she died before him. So she must have got some piety. One more thing here, this comment. Iti jata sun nirveda. The nirveda word is very important. And sun nirveda, this nirveda is becoming free from three modes of material nature. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, trayagun visayan veda nistrayagun bhavarjuna. Nistrayagun or nirveda are same. Just like also in Bhagavatam, Vidura tells for pure devotee, yasokata parato veha jata nirved atmaman. One becomes atmaman when he develops nirveda or attachment to three modes of material nature. Su nirveda means perfectly he was situated in Krishna consciousness. How? Chana sangena sadhu su lava matras sadhu sanga sarva siddhi hai. So therefore the result is he has choice. He has got free from jamdutas. Nobody can take him away. He has choice to go back and be with his son and family or do what he did. But he did because he had developed Sunirveda.
Thank you, Prabhuji. So let's stop here. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki?